What's wrong?
I need something stronger.
Take 4 red capsules. In 10 minutes, take 2 more. Help is on the way.
RTU.
Well, help is on the way, and help is here in the form of Hannah Everingham.
Oh, stop it.
How are you? Are you well?
I'm good. I'm very well, thanks.
And the help we're talking about this morning is your new album.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yep.
How are we feeling about it?
Great. I wouldn't say, I don't know if it's help. Maybe it is help.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why I call it help, to be honest. Is it sad?
I would say it leans on the sadder end of the...
You said that with confidence, yeah.
Of the line.
Yeah, it's definitely sad. Anyway, tell us a bit about it. Like, give us the dates.
Well, it's called Between Bodies. It's an album, 8 songs. Recorded it with Thomas, a sister, here in Christchurch. And now it's out. And it's out
so
in the world.
It's out now?
Yep.
Where can people listen?
We can listen on Bandcamp,
Brilliant.
Spotify,
right.
Anywhere. It's on any streaming.
Go so. Bandcamp, though, so you make a bit of dosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, though, I don't know if you really do, unless people buy it.
Right, right.
So I think I've kind of stitched myself up with that.
Okay.
Because you get some free listens on Bandcamp.
Yeah, but, you do. Yeah.
My hope is, you know, people go listen and then they'll give me $2.
Yeah, right. So your... last song, So Long Underground. Is that it?
Yeah.
One. Right, I did get the name right. Is that on that album,
yeah.
I assume?
Yeah.
So how was that whole creation experience?
I mean, it was fun. I'll say it was fun.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Great.
No, it was great. It was real cool.
Is it kind of what you imagined it would be?
Yeah, I think it's always less stressful than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, right.
It's real easy when you're creating something to just get really in your head thinking that it's like the most dramatic thing.
Yeah, right.
But then I was like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, people have babies and they just happen.
Exactly.
It's like you don't really overthink it. You're just like, oh, well.
Yeah, just do it.
Now I'm pregnant or something.
Yeah, yeah. And that baby will grow up into a human and
before
you know it, it's done.
Yeah.
And I guess an album's sort of like that.
I don't want to sound like, you know, I don't know what it's like to have a baby at all. I really don't think I ever want to. But.
Yeah. No, I don't think I want to either. I was actually at my sister-in-law's baby shower on the weekend. And that doubly made me not want a baby. Because there was one pregnant lady there. She's just drinking milk. She's just like, I have constant heartburn from being pregnant. Which sounds awful.
Oh man. Yeah, also cheese, isn't it? You can't... Well, I was talking to a friend who's pregnant the other day, and, yeah, she doesn't eat cheese.
That would be awful.
Yeah.
I love cheese. Anyway, you went on tour with...
Yes.
Was it Terrible Sons?
Yep.
And how
I'm
was
on,
that?
I'm on tour still at the moment.
Oh, right.
I mean,
okay.
Technically, not right now.
Well, are you just having a wee break?
I'm just having that in between the week break.
Yeah, right.
Between the Saturday and Sunday.
How's that been?
Oh, great. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their music's awesome.
Yeah, incredible musicians.
Yeah, they're just great. Really awesome performers as well. And the shows have been cool. We've just had one show in Akaroa.
That'd be a nice place to do a show, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Very peaceful.
Yeah.
So any tours of your own coming up, maybe?
Yes, maybe.
Maybe,
maybe.
Okay.
Tour-wise, question mark. Definitely a show here, though.
Yeah, do you have, like, an album release show coming up or something?
Yeah, 17th of December at Space Academy. Oh, I just knocked the microphone.
Yeah, watch out. It's not your property in here. Don't
I'm just getting really... you know,
into
the actions. Nah, 17th of December at Space Academy, which is a Saturday, which is also their Christmas market day.
Oh, lovely.
So I'm hoping everyone comes to the Christmas market and then everyone sort of goes, oh, music.
We'll stay.
We'll come to this gig.
Although you just said your music's sad.
I know, but I'm
no
not going to don't
sad.
Tell. I'm not going to tell them that.
No, no. I mean, Christmas isn't, like, sad music time, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I've actually put that on some of the posters and stuff. I said, are you sad? Come to this gig.
Oh, I love the honesty. That's fantastic. Do you feel like you learned a lot touring with them because they're older and wiser? And...
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
I just think they're like a real great, wonderful duo. Just watching them perform together is awesome. And they're also amazing performers solo.
Mm.
But just their whole like approach to performance and songwriting and everything is very, it's always like inspiring to be around people who are just like on the same buzz.
Yeah, right.
Which,
right.
Yeah.
Because I assume you wrote the songs on this album.
Yeah.
What's your kind of process to songwriting?
Well, it's the funny thing. I feel like that album, I really was thinking about it. Well, not thinking about it, but I was like, this is going to be the best it can be.
Yeah,
this song is going to be the best. And then recently I've just been like, what even is the best? I don't even know what the best it can be is.
Well,
I've got a bit defeated.
No, I think that's probably a good kind of frame of mind, because it's like, is it the best or is the best yet to come? Like, maybe your best can keep evolving.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And also because those songs are probably more like first songs, like earlier songs that I've written, and now I've written way more songs. So,
yeah, right.
So now I'm getting to that point where it's like, okay, well, this is just like another song.
So is it like you want to move on to the next music already?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. In terms of live stuff, I sort of like playing different stuff live.
Because
it's more fun.
Wow, really selling your music here.
Nah. But I love that stuff is also nice live, but nice live in a everyone's sitting down vibe. Yeah.
So remind us once again, what's it called? Where can people listen?
The album is called Between Bodies, and you can listen on any streaming services, anywhere you like.
Great. And the album release on the 17th
of December, which is a week before Christmas.
Great.
Yeah.
It's going to be the start of December by the end of this week.
I know.
How horrible is that?
I know. It sort of freaked me out a bit.
Yeah. I'm not really. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
No.
Maybe at the Christmas market.
Yeah. Or come to this gig and buy a CD.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
Or
so
a postcard.
There are CDs.
A postcard?
A postcard. Yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting.
I'm just, you know, creative merchandising.
Yeah, are you going to do, like, T-shirts or something at some point? Or?
Yeah, I think so. T-shirts are just a lot of energy.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I mean,
enough.
As in the energy of the T-shirt itself.
Oh, okay.
It's like, as a consumer, it's like, oh, now I've bought this T-shirt.
I have to wear it.
T-shirt. But also, that's what people love, so.
I know, think about it. I'm thinking about it. I should be your business manager, I think. I'll make you some coin.
I thought maybe cool coats would be a good option.
Coats?
Just like, really dramatic.
Like trench coat? Oh, a cape. I would so get behind a cape. I was actually thinking about capes the other day. I'm like, why aren't capes more of a thing, you know?
I think because they're so,
probably they get stepped on a lot.
Yeah, true. And they actually are, I was going to say, I'm not sure that they're that functional, but they actually are. They'd probably be warm.
Yeah.
Wrap them around yourself.
Yeah. You want to make an entrance?
Yeah.
Vavoom, you have a cape. And, like, I think people underestimate the importance of making a good entrance.
Yeah. First impressions.
Remember that for your show, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe come out to some sparkles or something.
Yeah. Some, like, confetti.
Yeah.
I was thinking a disco ball.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Timeless as well.
And it will be a really point of questioning for the audience when I start playing sad songs and there's a disco ball.
Yeah, they'll think about that contrast deeply.
Yeah,
very important. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Hannah.
Yeah, that's all right.
And congrats on the album. And I shall go give it a listen now.
Yep.
It's terrible to admit I haven't actually listened yet, but I will go listen.
Yeah,
maybe I'll cry.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, come on anytime, and can't wait to hear the next music.
Yay.
Before
Thanks,
we
Liam.
Went on air, just quickly, she did consider going into like emo music.
Yeah. Goth.
Yeah. Goth.
What even would that be though? If it was music? I'm sort of already doing it.
You know, like who's emo-y? Emo was huge for a while.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. I can't think of their names right now. It's Panic at the Disco.
Is oh, the yes. Yeah, goth. Yep.
Yeah,
totally.
I can't remember what they're called.
Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne, yeah.
I might do that route.
Yeah, there you go. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks.
Thanks.